Chapter 59, Accountability. The companion to empowerment is accountability. Product teams are given the space and time to come up with the solutions to the problems they are assigned. But with that empowerment comes responsibility and accountability. So, what happens when a team fails to deliver on one or more of their team objectives? The first thing to keep in mind is that accountability is directly related to ambition. If the team was asked to be very ambitious, for example, a moonshot, and the attempts failed to generate the desired results, then that is largely expected. However, if the team was asked to be conservative, for example, a roof shot, or even more important, if they were asked to make a high integrity commitment and they failed to deliver in this situation, then this is where accountability comes into play. Each product team, as well as the organization as a whole, needs to continue to grow and improve. These cases can provide excellent learning opportunities. If a team fails substantially on their team objectives, then I encourage the team to treat this in much the same way we treat an outage. Get the product team together with a set of their peers, especially peers from any product teams that were impacted by their failure, and have the team discuss what they believe was the root cause of their failure. Ask them to explore what they believe they could and should have done differently. Perhaps if they had shared with management at the first signs of a problem, they could have received help. Or perhaps the product team that was depending on them could have made other arrangements or even helped themselves. Note that these lessons learned also apply to the team's managers. Were there signs that were missed? Was there coaching that could have been provided earlier? Were there questions that should have been asked by management that weren't? These team objective postmortems are not fun for the team, but they are typically very constructive and helpful. Is there some embarrassment at admitting your failures to your peers? Sometimes. But that's part of the feedback we all need to continue to learn and grow. Sidebar: attribution of key results. It is not in the least unusual to have multiple teams working on the same problems to solve, objectives, and or sharing one or more measures of success, key results. In fact, that can be a very powerful strategy. But you may be wondering in this case, how would we hold teams accountable to results if many things are changing every day, and we don't know which changes by which teams are helping, which are hurting, and which make no difference? This is known as the product attribution problem. And in general, there are two common ways of answering this. The first, which depends on strong levels of traffic, is with an A/B test. This isolates the contribution of just one team's changes from everything else going on in other teams or from elsewhere across the company, for example, marketing programs. The second, which involves dividing up the various contributions to the relevant key results by channel or source, is referred to as slicing. For example, suppose we have three different product teams in a job marketplace company, all working to increase the number of job applications. We could slice the number of job applications between the different channels. Mobile team, applications from mobile notifications. Search team, applications from search results. Recommendations team, applications from recommendations. Slicing is simpler conceptually than running A/B tests, and teams often like the feeling of control over a more narrowly defined target that is more directly within their influence, although it is not usually as rigorous or predictive. For example, the same user often interacts with more than one channel. Slicing is not always possible, as sometimes there are several contributing factors at play. For example, many factors influence subscriber churn. On the other hand, A/B tests depend on sufficient traffic to yield dependable results in a reasonable amount of time.